with me on the phone right now is Tommy Lafferty, and he was a member of the Billy Tuwetsi team that finished in second place at the big Plecho-sponsored hand games that took place over the weekend. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Yeah, so how much fun did you have over the weekend?
Oh, geez. probably way too much fun. No, it was just quite a great weekend. Hand games is always fun. It's just something that we love to do, especially myself. We got to make the best of everything, and hand games is just one of the best things to do that. And so,
okay, so for the uninitiated, for those people who do not know anything about hand games, just can you briefly tell people what hand games are all about?
Hand games is it's a traditional game. Our people have been playing, well, many of our people have been playing for many years. It's a game that people used to, when we came together in the different seasons, it was kind of a thing that we, well, it was a game that we all played together when we got together. But it's basically, I guess to put it in a nutshell, it's basically pick a hand. Like, if you're hiding an object, there's eight guys, or nine on each team, one alternate, right? And then you got one team that's hiding a token, or in the past was like a matchstick or a little bit of a, or maybe a small bullet or something like that, or a rock or pebble, right? And then the other team would have to, with the variety of different signals, or, which we call shots, they would shoot against the other team that's hiding in order to get more sticks on the team. So there's 21 sticks. And the object of the game is for the team that's hiding the stick, hiding their tokens, to get all 21 sticks. And then the object of the other team is make sure they don't. So this will go back and forth until somebody gets all the sticks, and that would typically be a winner. But in a tournament atmosphere, we do it best out of three, so you had to win two games, so you had to win 21 sticks twice before the other team.
Now, at this tournament, there were a lot of teams. I heard there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 teams participating in this tournament.
62 teams in this tournament. We had two buys. It's not... I think we've had more teams in the tournaments in the past, but it's you got 62 teams and nine players per team. That's about half of our population and coming to town almost.
And these teams came from all over. I mean, there were teams from the Yukon, for instance, and Northern Alberta.
Yeah, you had a team from the Yukon, Ross River. You had a teams from down south, Meander, High Level, and Chate. And then you had teams as far as Mobile Lake, which is right next to Chatwin, Fort St. John, Fort Nelson. So you had players from all over, I guess, Western Canada. Northwest Territory teams, right? So we had Satu, who was there. We had obviously Klincho, and then we had three teams come in from Utsika and the East Arm there. And then we had a few teams or a number of teams that came in from Deda and Dilo. I played with a team from Deda. So.
Now, with all these teams coming from the different regions, is there a difference in how they call their signs? I mean, is there a difference in their hand signals, for instance?
When you go to like a Yukon, they got a couple different signals. But when you come to a tournament like this, you play with the area rules. So some of those signals or shots don't are not allowed. But and that's go for this tournament, and most of it, like in all our Kincho communities, we all use the same rules, right? Because we're all Kincho. But every once in a while, you come across a different shot from a different region, and they just discuss it and talk about it. And if it's If it's not accepted, then what would happen was the team would go down again, and then you just reshoot with a shot that's acceptable.
So for a tournament like this, how does one train for it?
Being really sneaky, I guess. I don't know. I think in this day and age, like, there's so much happening within our schools. Like, this is being taught within our schools. The school, there are youth tournaments. You have different communities that do a lot with their youth, and hand games is one of the things. So you bring in elders and adults that play a lot of time. They get to work with youth. But in the Clinton region, we have it in our schools. So it's part of our cultural program. And then now you have St. Pat's that has a pretty good school tournament. And then Satu started having a tournament. Creech Hill used to have a youth hand games tournament, but now you're getting into the youth hand games tournaments, and then you're also getting into the school tournaments. So the Northwest Territory schools are really getting involved, and it's a great thing because it shows where we are now to where we were 4 years ago, right? So,
how easy is it to learn?
It's not that hard. It just get your mind around the signals, and after a little while, everything just, once you see it, you know where it's going. Some signals or some shots are a little quick, and then you still got to think about it. But the game is not that hard to learn. It's just once you get into it, and then once you start feeling it, there's no turning back.
Can anybody?
It's a game that's loved by everyone.
Can anybody play it? I mean, do you have to be Dene to play this game?
Not necessarily. So in the Creech Hill region and up north here, a lot of communities, it's a men's only game. That's just the way we've always played it. And I think in the Creech Hill region, that probably won't change much, but that's the difference. You got in the Yukon where they play with both men and women, and then at different areas like BC and the South where that's acceptable as well. There's also another form of the game when you go lower, more south. It's the tang is what is the game, right? So, and that's played by both males and females. But when you look at the different, I guess, different races, it's not. Some people, I guess most people can, well, everybody plays. An individual on other teams, he's East Engine background, and he's a coworker of mine. Now I got to listen to him brag at work for the next year. But he played against us, and then a few years back when I won the tournament, I played with his brother. His brother was on my team. So it's a pretty unique game. You get a few different kinds of people out there playing, but it's a thing for everybody, and we try to accept every nationality and playing, as long as the game is respected and played for fun.
How physically demanding is the game?
Younger guys in shape is probably not that much, but for the older guys that aren't in shape, like myself. Yeah, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of singing, a lot of drumming. I guess the movement could be considered dancing sometimes, but it does take a toll on the body sometimes. Like, you're kneeling down for majority of the game, or almost the whole game. Some games could be a couple, like 5-10 minutes, and some games could be a couple hours. Like, it's crazy how long some games, it just goes back and forth. So your knees take a toll, your stomach, your body, and your throat especially.
And the importance of the drum when you're playing the game. Why is the drum so important?
Oh, the drum's pretty much everything. It's the heartbeat. You can play the game without a drum and stuff, but once you have that drum going right behind you and everything, and you got it turns into 20 drums, which you can see in the videos when it gets gets really going and everything. That drum just pumps you up and everything. But the drum brings all of us together. It brings all of us together. It makes us whole. And then it brings our heart back into everything we do. So the drum is a major, major factor in hand games and pretty much everything we do when it comes to coming together.
And for you, what was the highlight? What was the single biggest, I guess, event that really made the weekend worthwhile?
Okay, so the team I played with, they're all from Detta, but they're all my cousins. So they're my cousins on the Charlo side. And then I played on a team here that was mostly Lafayette on this side. And I played on many different teams, but this team was something that really we melded really good. You had the young guys, and you had a little bit older, and then older, and not very often where I'm the oldest guy on the team. But today, this weekend, it was. But just to enjoy it with them, we had a great time. Everybody was in great spirits, and I think the fact that we just played really well together, and we kept focused, and our team stayed sober, and that was great. Like, we didn't have to worry about anybody going out and doing anything. One of the biggest factors is staying sober during these traditional events, and this team had no issue doing that because they loved the game. So I guess it's the family part and enjoying everything together.
All right. And so when are the next games? Do you know?
I haven't seen a whole lot of postings yet, but I know there's one in Cavendishi Reserve this summer. They usually have one. End of June, I think Wachi's having a tournament. They usually do in the summer. And then I'm anticipating that there's going to be one Mexico, because we have the assembly coming up here, but it's also the 20th year anniversary of the Quechua government. So the Quechua like to celebrate, so we're gonna probably have a lot of drum matches, and most likely I'm anticipating a tournament, but that hasn't been said yet, but we'll see. If not, there's still going to be some really good drum dances.
All right. Well, we look forward to those events, and we're glad you had a really good time, particularly in your second-place finish. Congratulations for that. And thank you for enlightening us about the hand games, what they're all about, who can participate, and possibly when the next games are coming up.
All right. Must be cool. And if anybody really wants to find out stuff or see what tournaments, there's a few Facebook pages out there that are dedicated just towards hand games. Join them and then just monitor and see when something's coming around. And Mr. Chill, Roy, I'm glad I'm able to help.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.